Boom shagalaka, what's up, what's up, what's up? Hey, I had a question. I was wondering, do you think this could be God's love language, man? This is one of those things that just slipped out of my mouth the other day when I was talking with my wife, and I've been contemplating this. So this could be either right or wrong, but let me know what you think. In John chapter 14, verse 15, it says, if you love me, this is Jesus talking, if you love me, you'll keep my commands. You'll obey my commands. You'll take my commands, and you'll think of them as something precious and important, right? And so, man, obedience-based faith instead of knowledge-based faith is what I'm talking about. So what's the difference between knowing something and obeying it, right? Man, we can know all kinds of things about God, about the Bible, but man, that doesn't mean that we love God by obeying him. And, you know, the thing is I think when I talk about the commands of Jesus, first of all, people think about the Ten Commandments, and that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the things that when Jesus was teaching, he says, hey, do this or don't do that. There's right about 100 of them. Those are the things I'm talking about, where Jesus says, look, if you do these things that I'm telling you to do, it's one of the ways that you love me. Right, so there's this teaching on the five love languages where everyone has a bucket, and if you speak their love language, you're filling their bucket with love, right? And so I've been thinking about this. God's love bucket, or one of them, one of God's love languages is obedience. Now, obedience is get a bad word, but obedience is merely taking the things that Jesus says to do and says, man, these are so important. I'm going to love God and honor God by living according to the way he said to live. Man, that's some good news. God wants you to love him by obeying his what he said to do. Now, this is one of the reasons I created the Red Letter Devotional. The Red Letter Devotional, I just take the things that Jesus commanded us to do, and I got the scriptures, ask a couple questions, and we get to meditate on those things and figure out how we can obey them. So, man, get the Red Letter Devotional. It'll bless your life. And when we figure out how to love God by obeying him and actually doing the things he said to do, it's one of the ways we say, man, I love you, Jesus. All right, guys, what do you think? Let me know down below.